Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything that you'd like to discuss. That toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Our phones are, of course, always open to you. Also open to you, Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. Though we do have a special guest on the line on Skype to start things out here tonight. He is Jeff Berwick, and he is the host of Anarchast and also the host of the upcoming convention in Acapulco called Anarchapulco. Jeff, welcome to Free Talk Live, or welcome back. We've got internet problems, unfortunately, so this may be a little bit of a rocky connection here, and it's
coming from Mexico.
No, it's our fault, actually, Mark. It's not Mexico's fault in this case. So, Jeff, I think we might be able to hear you now. Go ahead, sir.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, you guys are in a third world country, so you always have pretty bad internet.
So, welcome. Welcome to Free Talk Live. And Acapulco is coming up. This is it the first one that you've ever thrown?
Yeah, it's the very first one. I just decided to do it like 6 months ago, and it's really been catching on. So it's looking like it's going to be great. It's going to happen at the end of this month, February 27th to March 1st in Acapulco, Mexico.
By the way, you're on with Ian, Chris Cantwell, and Mark here today.
Yeah, I'm going to go to it, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Why don't you tell us some of the people that are going to be there speaking, because that's going to be what people really want to know about.
Yeah, there's so many great people coming down, including yourself, Mark, and then we have people like Luke Radowski of We Are Change, James Corbett of The Corbett Report.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, he's coming from Japan for this. Cody Wilson of Dark Wallet and the 3D Printed Guns.
Another big deal.
Yeah, another one. Roger Ver, the Bitcoin Jesus.
Oh, that's right. He can travel to Mexico.
Yeah, you can't get Roger Ver in the United States.
That's right. He's banned. Dana Martin, who's an unschooling expert. Tim Moen, who's the leader of the Libertarian Party of Canada, and he's a very outspoken anarchist. Dan Dix of Press for Truth. So many people, including people we know in the radio biz, including Angel Clark's. She already moved here, of course. Ernest Hancock is coming down. Tatiana Moroz is going to be performing. We're also going to have people like Rob Hustle, who did that video, This Is What Happens When You Call the Cops. He'll be performing on the beach here. So it's going to be and there's dozens, literally dozens more of really interesting people coming down.
What, as far as the weather goes, I mean, where you guys are holding it in a hotel, will there be much opportunity to sort of get out and enjoy what it must be like in February and in Acapulco?
Yeah, absolutely. The hotel is right on the beach, and the conference room where the conference is going to be is literally 20 steps from the beach. So you're pretty much going to be on the beach all the time. When we have our, at night, we're going to have on Saturday night, actually on Friday night, we're going to have a VIP dinner, which is going to be on the beach. And then on Saturday night, we have sort of the concert with Tatiana Moroz, Rob Hustle, Nima V, L. Dixon, a bunch of rappers. That's all going to be at the pool and at the beach.
Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I hear there's these workshops that are going on throughout the week beforehand.
Yeah, I'm trying to make this into an all-encompassing sort of thing. It's not just parties. It's not just speeches. But we're also trying to help people to learn new things. So we're going to have, starting on Tuesday and Wednesday of that week, we're going to have Exosphere, which is going to have an Exo base here. Exosphere is out of Chile. They're an entrepreneurial school. And they're going to be doing a two-day entrepreneurship work camp, which I think is going to be really good. And then after that, we have Dana Martin's going to do an unschooling and peaceful parenting workshop. And then after that, it's going to be Luke Radowski, James Corbett, and Dan Dix are going to do Change Media University. And this is really a sort of a one-day seminar on how to start up your own independent media.
Sounds like it'd be really useful. Now, is this the only international, like, libertarian event that happens outside of the United States? I don't think I've ever heard of anything like this before.
Yeah, I've never heard of anything quite like this at all, and so that's why I say this is the first one of its type that's sort of an international anarcho-capitalist sort of event. There might be a few small ones, but nothing even comes close to anything like this. This is the first sort of big one, and there's going to be hundreds of people. I've been really surprised at how many people are interested, and of course I was talking to Mark, and he sort of said, well, it is February in Acapulco. It's not that hard of a sell.
Yeah, one of the things, besides going to Acapulco in February, is I'm kind of interested. You've built Acapulco as a sort of a liberty destination. I'm interested in seeing what it's like for myself. I think that there's nothing substitutes for having seen something yourself and going there and getting a feel for it.
Yeah, absolutely. There's really no way to describe it. I try to describe it all the time, but you really have to just see it for yourself. There's just such a low level of government or police involvement in your lives here. You really, the transit police and the municipal police went on strike in the summer, and no one even noticed for about a month. And then when they noticed, most people said, well, this is way better without them. The traffic's a lot better. No one's harassing us with our little petty little things. And so they don't have them back. So still to this day, there's no transit or municipal police, and so people will stop at red lights, but if no one's coming, they'll just keep going. And so it's very anarchic in that way. You really don't see any of the sort of, there's no rules, there's no club closing times, there's no place you can't smoke, there's no place you can't drink. There's really just, it's very anarchic, and that's why I call it the most anarchic city in North America.
A lot of people think about Mexico, they worry about crime.
Yeah, and that's so ridiculous because crime in general is much worse than the U.S. in general. There isn't a lot of real petty crimes here. Not like, of course, Mexico's a huge place. There's good places and there's bad places, just like anywhere else. But here in Acapulco, there's really not much petty crime at all. If you do hear about, and they call it the fourth most dangerous city in the world.
Yeah, I've heard something like that.
Yeah, that's from 2011 when there was a drug gang sort of war. So what happened was the government, again, arrested another narco guy. That one was called the Barbie. He was actually American. And that caused the power vacuum in the cartels, and they actually fought over a bit of turf for a while, but it wasn't like in the city. It was like hundreds of miles outside of Acapulco, and they were killing each other over this turf, but it really had nothing to do with anyone. You know, they don't bother people like us. They don't care about us. We're just tourists, and actually they try their best to make sure that tourists never have a problem here because that's such a big part of Mexico.
Now, when you say they're fighting over turf, what is it about the turf that they want? Obviously, they're not trying to grow crops.
Well, actually, they are kind of trying to grow crops.
Oh, are they?
But a lot of it comes from Colombia. A lot of it's the cocaine from Colombia comes through Mexico. There's just different areas where people have different control, different cartels. But I actually find the cartels to be better than government in general. First of all, they don't really bother regular people ever. That's very, very almost unheard of. They actually have quite a bit of a code about doing stuff like that. And if one cartel does do something to regular people somewhere, usually another cartel will come in and stop them. So it's really kind of interesting. They don't really bother anyone. They might want to, if you have like a big restaurant that's making $10,000 or $30,000 a night, they might drop by and just sort of like the mafia guys kind of say, hey, we wouldn't mind getting a little tip for your protection. It's usually negotiable, and if you know some people, you usually can get around it. So I like that better than government, where if you in the U.S., everyone gets extorted every single year. Every day of every single year through taxes, and they also get so many people get kidnapped almost every day, every minute of every day, if not killed by the police. So I prefer this. I think it's much safer.
Jeff, I understand that there's not much of an enforcement mechanism in place at present, but my understanding is that there's some pretty strict gun control in Mexico. What's that look like?
Yeah, it's a way a lot of Americans say that they would never go to Mexico or live in Mexico because of the very strict gun laws. But there is strict gun laws, but no one cares. Almost every Mexican I know has a gun. When it's New Year's Eve or Christmas, the amount of gunshots going off at midnight is you have to almost like avoid the bullets from coming down.
Oh my.
They just don't care about the laws down here. And if you ever do have a problem with a cop, let's say you did have a gun and they caught you with it, which is very rare because they don't really have any sort of stop and search or anything like that. They're not even allowed to go into people's homes. They're not allowed at all. They're not even allowed to go on private property at all. But if for example, you did have some problem, you probably just give the guy $50 and he just goes away. So I prefer that
That's
to
awesome.
A lot of things in the U.S., yeah.
And Acapulco is happening late February. It's actually the 24th through the 1st. Tickets are $130, which is an incredible deal. What's a hotel room cost in the event hotel?
I believe the event hotel is $80 a night,
okay.
And you can for $120 a night, you can get all you can eat and all you can drink.
You really can't beat that.
Wow.
So, Mark's really looking forward to this. Jeff, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight. Anarchapulco.com is where you can go to learn more about the event and watch some videos and grab your tickets. And thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Take
all
care.
Right. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live. We got time for you. Plenty of it. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, an authorization of force against ISIS. It might be coming soon.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products. Furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, you can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you'd like. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Chris Cantwell is joining us in studio tonight, and he's concerned about something that I had seen in the news a little while back. We didn't get a chance to talk about it, and that is the idea that there is going to be some kind of use of force authorization happening from the federal government in regards to ISIS. So we'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. And, of course, that's, by the way, what ISIS predicted. If you recall in the video series that we've been playing the audio tracks from over the last few months, with hosted by John Cantley, one of the ISIS alleged prisoners, they predicted that, you know, the supposed non-use of the military troops in Iraq, Afghanistan, or wherever else in regards to ISIS would quickly, in within 6 months, change into use of military troops from the United States. The idea was
not exactly going out on a limb, right?
Well, but still, I'm sure some people believed Barack Obama when he said that, well, we're only going to do airstrikes. This is not going to involve ground troops.
Well, now he's saying, well, we don't really want to get too involved, but we need to support our partners. There was an opportunity to strike ISIL, and our partners in the Middle East, they didn't have the manpower, the ability to do anything about it. So, this is what befuddles me. Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Qatar, these are some of the richest countries in the world. If the United States wanted them to be able to defend themselves, they could certainly allow some of the weapons manufacturers in this country to sell them weapons. And if they can't somehow figure out how to secure the Middle East from this upstart organization that didn't even really exist 6 months ago, they'd be able to do it.
More than 6 months.
Not much.
The thing here is this is not entirely unpredictable even outside of what we know about history. This has to do with the War Powers Act. So
hold that thought. Okay. I want to get into the details here, but let's bring Dustin on the line first. He's in Charlotte, North Carolina, listening via TuneIn. Hello, Dustin. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Well, actually, I called about something entirely different.
That's fine.
About the three young Muslim students that were murdered in Chapel Hill,
yeah,
North Carolina yesterday.
I had not heard about this.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, most of the world didn't know because the media kept a button on it for about 12 to 14 hours. The only news sources that were reporting anything were the local news sources, the Chapel Hill and Raleigh. And what's really bizarre is that news sources in the UK were carrying the story before all the major news outlets here in the United States were.
I had caught the headline on Google News, but I don't know. Unfortunately, the news is just so terrible lately that, a bunch of people getting murdered doesn't even, catch my eye.
Right. And, I kind of get that. I get the fact that there's murders that happen every day, but this is kind of indicative of something that we haven't seen before, but something that a lot of people have been concerned about. And that's kind of a rise in a very passionate, aggressive form of anti-theism. And
these people were murdered because they were Muslims. Is that the story that you're bringing to us?
Well, I don't know if anybody knows that yet. There is a news story here from Al Jazeera saying that there is a suspect in this case.
He's arrested.
Yeah, but I don't
know. His wife claims vehemently that this was over a parking issue, not having to do with their religion in any way.
Well, that's okay then.
Well, I'm not claiming that it's okay. Right. I mean, well, that's look at it the way you wish to look at it. But that's the claim by the wife.
It's pretty intense. I mean, that's a lot of road rage to murder three people over parking.
Look, parking can be a real pain in the neck. All right. But my understanding is then, if that's the case, if the story is he killed them over a parking space, which, look, it's a thing that only a lunatic would do, obviously. But what they're trying to pin this to him as a hate crime or something like that, and there's our headline.
Well, yeah, I mean it's kind of clear that the guy had a problem in his social media. He's very anti-religion in a way that is only seen in very extreme thoughts.
He's probably one of my readers.
Negativity. And, you know, I got no problem with atheism. I mean, if that's what you choose, that's your choice. But this guy seemed to be very militant about his stance against religion. And I'm going to be clear on this. If they had been a very clearly identifiable sect of Christianity, or if they had been Jehovah's Witnesses, if they had been very obviously of a religious sect, I think he probably still would have come unhinged. I think that there's layers in this. The parking issue was like a trigger point or an excuse for him to enact his bigotry. Just like in the 1950s when black men were lynched for touching white women, they weren't lynched for touching the white women. They were lynched because they were black and the white people in the community were racist and wanted to kill them. The touching of a white woman was just the trigger point. So that's what I think is happening here.
Now, do you have any evidence that this person was an atheist? I haven't. I mean,
what he was saying is that there's apparently some social media posts from the guy that he was very hostile towards religion
in general.
And then as he saw this this easily identifiable religious family, he lashed out violently against them in a fashion that maybe perhaps he would not have done if they were not if they did not appear to be religious folks. It sounds like, is that an accurate assessment of your premise?
Yeah, because the people were faithful. The women wore headscarves, and they were very active in charity with a Muslim charity organization. And the family and friends of the individuals who were murdered, the father of Yusra and Razan Asala, the two women that were murdered, he came out and said, his exact quote is, "This was not a dispute over parking space. This was hate crime. This man picked on my daughter and her husband a few times before," and then he goes on to say that, and her best friends are making statements too in social media. They're coming out and saying, "Look, we had phone calls about this. This guy was posturing and threatening. He would come to the door brandishing guns, not like holster sidearm, but brandishing rifles and such. Who goes to talk to somebody?" To your next door neighbor holding a rifle and nudging at the door.
I don't know, but I think I'd be calling the police if that occurred to me.
Dustin, thanks for the heads up on the story. I appreciate hearing from you. It's a horrifying news item here. The toll-free number is 855-453.
Let me ask you this. After he killed him, he was like, "Where's your God now?"
I would think that going to somebody's door with a rifle is a really bad idea because, you know, if they get a chance to see you through the peephole, I mean... Okay, I want to put a scenario by you. All right, you've got a little woman in a headscarf with a pistol and a man with a rifle. He's on the outside of the door visiting the property, threatening. She's on the inside. If she shot him right through the door, do you think that would be considered a some kind of crime?
No, that's what Joe Biden told her to do.
I think that'd be legit.
I think it would be, too.
There's more coming up here. 855-453, unless he was coming to pick her up for a hunting trip and she was expecting him to show up. That could certainly be considered a threat of force. There's more on the way here. You can dial in toll-free. Give us your thoughts. 855-453. More on the supposed use of force authorization that may be coming soon out of D.C. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are available, or you may dial in toll free here. We're available to you to talk about anything you'd like to discuss. Coming up, the latest on ISIS in a moment here, but also, Mark, you plan on a trip to Vegas sometime soon?
Well, you know, I go to Vegas at least generally once a year. There's that the D2C event that I go to, the direct-to-consumer event.
Right. And the sales convention.
Yeah, and there's also Freedom Fest out there. But
there's always something happening in Vegas.
There's always something happening in Vegas. And we have a new advertiser. It's Vegas.com. I've always had a great time when I go out there. And the best thing is that you can get so much great food and great entertainment all sort of in one place. You don't have to travel very far to get the best food and entertainment there is out there. There's always things to do. You can shoot the machine guns and take a helicopter ride. I don't know about you, but I haven't done those things, in my life. It always seems kind of interesting. But the price kind of turns me, I'm like, I don't know how much it's going to be. I'm afraid I can't afford it or whatever it is, and I don't do it.
You just make it up by gambling.
Yeah.
It's always been known to save money.
It's always good for that. I have done some gambling in Vegas, but I can't say I'm much of a gambler. Like, I'm just afraid to lose. I'm probably not the person they want the most to go out there, the people who are really willing to put something on the line. But we have a new advertiser. It's Vegas.com, and they are a site that gets you discounts for the things going on in Vegas. And there's a lot of sites that will get you discounts for stuff going on in Vegas, but they're the only one where everybody who works at Vegas.com, they live in Vegas, they work in Vegas, they party in Vegas, so they know where the deals are. They have the inside track.
They're not just some travel company in wherever.
Yeah, they have a drop watch guarantee, the drop watch tool. It monitors the price after you book whatever it is that you book. It notifies you of changes to ensure that you continue to get the best deal. So
if the price drops, you'll get a better deal.
You still get the better deal, right? Like, so that's really comforting to know. It's really great. So if you go to Vegas.com right now and enter our coupon code FTL in the promo box, yeah, when you check out, you can receive an extra 10% off. That's an extra 10% off. These are the best deals you're going to find on the internet for anything going on in Vegas. And then with the coupon code FTL, you get an additional 10% off. Now, that's on everything but the air and hotel packages. Anything that has to do with sort of the airlines, they can't give you the bonus on that. But they can give you the hotel packages. Yep, you can get the 10% off on that, but it's the air hotel combos. But those are really
hotel and shows. You get 10% off the shows.
Hotels, shows, tours, VIP bottle service at top clubs. Having never been a VIP, I'm not sure what that is. It sounds like bottles of liquor.
You go into like a special section in the club, and hot girls come around and light your cigarettes for you and open your bottles. It's beautiful.
No, there you go. So that's Vegas.com. You get your bonus savings on hotels and shows with our secret code, FTL. It's not much of a secret
now
if we're telling it on the air. But the fact is, if you don't listen to Free Talk Live, you're not going to know.
That's true.
It's Vegas.com, code FTL.
All right, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Cantwell, you've got the story about ISIS. There's a declaration, not a declaration, an authorization of force, because they would never declare war. And don't you have to go against another state to declare war? I don't know.
Well, theoretically, I suppose they could declare war against an organization, or maybe that would be like a letter of mark and reprisal or something like that. But in any case, the situation that's going on now is it's coming up on 60 days since Obama went after the Islamic State, right? So they've been doing their airstrikes and whatnot, and they're trying to, the War Powers Act limits the president's authority on that, theoretically, to 60 days that he can go after somebody before he has to go to Congress. Now,
okay.
Obama will tell you that he thinks that he can do that without another authorization of force, because he still thinks that the authorization for use of force in the war on terrorism is good enough. But
he's probably right.
He's trying to avoid a situation, it sounds like, where somebody's going to take him to court and say, hey, this is not included in that, because the Islamic State is not necessarily Al-Qaeda, right? So they have they've been given the authority to go after Al-Qaeda, whoever that is, but the Islamic State...
Aren't they sort of Al-Qaeda renamed?
Depending on who you ask, I suppose. These things get really fuzzy, right?
Sure.
Like, who is the... what? Everybody just tries to brand us as the Free State Project, right? And I'm literally expelled from the organization, but all the haters will just call me a Free Stater anyway, right?
Sure.
So it's one of these things that it's an amorphous group of people with masks on, and you don't necessarily know who's who, and things get confusing. And that's
what they want to go to war against.
That'll happen in the fog of war, right? So, in any case, the situation is now, though, so Barack Obama sends a request for the authorization of military force, AUMF, to the Congress. And Republicans,
and this was like, what, a week ago? I remember seeing the headlines a little while back.
They've been talking about it for about a week. He sent it to them today.
Today, okay.
Yeah. And so what happens now is that Barack Obama sent the Congress a thing where he says, oh, this is going to be very limited, and we're not really trying to send ground troops in, but, you know, just in case I need to, just give me a little bit of authority to do that, and I just want to go and kill all of these people over here, if you don't mind, fellas.
Yeah, I mean,
which
that's,
of course, what he said he wouldn't do previously, right?
The authorization here for the use of force can basically be anything. I mean, you know, at this point, they've got some kind of sunset on it at 3 years, but they, you know, what happened with the last one. Look at all the things that have happened in the Middle East up to this point that had to do with the last use of force authorization. As far as I'm concerned, this is a Middle East problem and should be dealt with by Middle East nations.
I 100% agree with you there. What I found funny about the story that I was reading today is that, as we know, Republicans in the House and Senate have been not so fond of Barack Obama in large part, and they're sort of trying to curtail his every move. Everybody's complaining about gridlock in Congress, which I think is a beautiful thing, but a lot of other people are very upset about because, of course, the Republican-led Congress, the Republican-led House, and now the Republicans have the Senate as well, are basically handcuffing the president and saying you can't do anything. Now Barack Obama wants new military authority, and Barack Obama sends the Republican-led He sends the Republican-led Congress a draft authorization that has some limits on his authority, that he can only do it within this given geographic area, that he's not supposed to launch a full-on ground war, and yada, yada, yada. And, of course, he sends this to Republican-led Congress, and the leaders of the Republican Congress come out and they say, we need to defeat ISIS. We can't be restricting the president's authority. We need to give him broad powers to go after this threat to our national security. And Republicans are jumping all over one another to see who can empower Barack Obama more now.
That's funny. Do you think that, obviously you can argue that they all work together anyway, and any amount of supposed conflict is just an illusion for show. But do you think that Barack Obama put this limited authorization out there knowing that the Republicans were going to jump in and make it even more wide-cutting?
I could see that argument being made. The narrative in the media is that he's trying to appease anti-war Democrats, right? Mm-hmm. That there are Democrats in the House and Senate who are wary of another conflict, right? We've been at war for quite a while
now. I have not been at war.
The United States government has been at war for quite a while now. And, of course, I've had a lot of money extracted from me to pay for that. You have at least suffered a certain amount of inflation to pay for that. Yeah. I mean, we have been sucked into this conflict one way or the other. And so there are people in the Congress who are kind of like, look, cut it out. I'm getting sick of this. Let's stop fighting wars. And so he is trying to appease those folks by saying, no, it's a very limited, it's just a limited airstrike with no boots on the ground, sort of like 9/11. And
but the Republicans are going to go in there and expand the purview of this.
Exactly.
And then he's just going to say, well, I tried. But these Republicans...
Yeah, these dang Republicans just sent me off to launch a full-scale ground war against a shadowy enemy that we can't identify.
We have to kill everyone now. Thanks, Republicans. 855-450-FREE. You can tell us how you feel about it. I can't say I'm surprised. I mean, this is exactly what was predicted by ISIS's video series that they've got, which, by the way, there's a new one out featuring John Cantley, who is their alleged prisoner in his sort of news journalist role that they put him in there, or propaganda journalist, I guess. More coming up here on Free Talk Live, 855-450. Freeze the number. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates with over 30 years years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free and bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the number, 855-450-3733. And we invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. Would also like you to try some Sherry's Berries. It is almost, well, your time's almost up with Sherry's Berries to get them in time for Valentine's Day. You can go now to berries.com and use code FTL to get access to the special deals that I'll be telling you about here. Strawberries, freshly dipped in delicious white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, and topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts. You get them at 40% off, starting at just $19.99. Or, am I reading this right, Mark? Double the berries for $5 more today only? Today only.
Double the berries for $5 more. That's right. They had a special offer.
Insane.
Yeah, I didn't. You know what? I haven't read through this copy, Ian. I didn't realize there was a special today.
Today,
so there really is. We've been giving. There has been the $10 to double your berries, but. Wow.
So waiting till the last minute actually wasn't such a bad idea here. If you've been waiting and holding off here, and I don't know what the shipping's going to be like, but just $19.99 is the starting price. Double the berries for $5 more today only using our code FTL. L.
Yeah, don't screw around on this one.
Yeah, go to berries.com, berries.com. This is an awesome gift. Forget about the, you know, the box of chocolates. That's trite. It's boring. It's been done a zillion times.
I got the one with toothpaste in it.
Berries, berries.com. Click the microphone in the top right. Use code FTL. And when they say order today, they mean the 11th, Wednesday. That is right now, which means that your time will be running out within just a few hours.
I found out why their berries are so good.
Oh, yeah, do tell.
They order the best premium berries they can get.
Okay.
Then they pick through them on a conveyor belt and take only about half of them, and the other half they send to charities around where they're from. And so, I mean, you know, obviously they've got experts at picking the best-looking berries, and that's why we never get a bad-tasting berry. You know what?
They order the highest grade, best quality berries, and then take the best, best 50% of them.
Best of the best.
Sweet. Yep. Yes, they are. Let me tell you. Go to berries.com, use code FTL. Do it today and double the order. We've been recommending you double the order. It was doubling it for $10 on previous days, and it's going to go back to doubling it for $10 because, you know, you could still order these berries after Valentine's Day if you want. You told me, Mark, that our code's probably good all year long at berries.com.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
If you want that special deal to double the order for $5, that's right now at berries.com with code FTL.
And if you get your date that stupid heart box gamble chocolate, she's going to jump you on the spot, okay? If you ever pick through those things, those stupid heart box gamble chocolates that
you
don't know what you're going to eat,
or something like
you
one
get
of those?
The, whatever it is. I mean, there's different ones, of course, right? Yeah. You can get them at CVS. You can go pay a whole bunch of money and get one, but you don't know what's in it until you bite it.
Almost all of them.
You look at that stupid thing and you're like, it's a piece of chocolate, and you eat it. You're like, oh, this
what
one's full
this?
Of dog crap, and you don't know what you're getting yourself into until you're eating it. That is no way to romance a woman is to feed her things that might be disgusting. You don't wrap nasty stuff in chocolate and feed it to your date and think you're going to get laid on Valentine's Day. It's not how it works.
In any of those boxes of chocolates, there's always some stuff that is less than desirable. Even if there's one or two good ones in there, you never know.
I've been so disappointed. I've tried those things and I'm like, I don't know why people do this to themselves.
There's usually like a map, a legend of...
Usually. I've only seen that once in any box of chocolates I've ever seen.
Yeah, I haven't eaten a lot of boxes of chocolates, I'll admit that, but I just recall...
Don't start now.
Yeah, no, I mean, really, what's the point?
Life is like a box of chocolates. It sucks.
So fix it and go to berries.com, use code FTL. But do it tonight to double the order for just $5. Sean's with us in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sean.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Not much. Hey, I'm pretty new to voluntarism and anarchism and that whole school of thought. So I'm wondering, I live on the coast, you know, if we were to live in an anarchist voluntarist society, you know, the government were dissolved, how do the oceans and beaches fit into that? Because a lot of them now are, most of the beaches are publicly owned. So I was wondering your guys' take on that.
Well, I would say that the oceans would probably operate pretty similarly to the way they operate now, which is nobody owns them, right?
Really? I wouldn't take that at all.
Well, I mean... If you go out on a boat, right?
Yeah.
You are the king of your boat, right? You're in international waters or whatever like that. I mean, you are a dictator of your boat. Right?
I would agree with that, but there are currently all over the world, and has been since people have been getting out on boats, there's sort of staked out homesteaded fishing locations. Like, you know, this fisherman will kill that fisherman over certain fishing rights in certain places. That doesn't mean that you can't sail over them. It's kind of like the way property is here in New Hampshire is that basically any property that's more than 10 acres you can put into current use, which means that you get a tax break in order to let people hike or hunt on your property. Now, obviously, if you're growing corn, they're not going to just come tromping through your cornfield and knocking over corn stalks. But basically, you know, the rule is you don't shoot the hikers when they come onto your property, is essentially it. So you have the ability to travel across the land, but I have the right to use it. As
well, I mean, look, if fishermen want to start shooting each other on the oceans in the absence of the state, I mean, look, I think I could find more efficient ways to use bullets. But, hey, I imagine that there will be bad people in the absence of the state as well. But I think the beaches, I imagine that they'd be privately owned. That basically, and if somebody owns the beach and other people want to use it, well, there's a good financial incentive for them to charge admission there, too, that they would basically be incentivized to have it open as like a resort or something like that, I imagine.
Yeah, I know Dr. Mary Ruart in her series Tough Questions, Libertarian Answers to Tough Questions or something, I think it's called something like that, and she has addressed this issue in the past and basically suggests that there would be some level of, you know, private protection for oceans. You know, for instance, some people are interested in fishing, but there are people who are concerned with overfishing. And the idea being that if there's a plot of land that is not owned, as we've certainly seen, it can be the animals there can be easily exterminated by hunters. But if it's owned, then, you know, whoever the owner is can then breed whatever those animals are, and they can make more of them, and, you know, then sell them for parts or slaughter them, etc. The same thing could be true of oceans, wherein, you know, parts of it could be homesteaded, and then the owner of that portion of that owner of that ocean would have an interest in protecting the animals there, so they could continue to breed them and have more of them.
Yeah, I mean, we've got fish farms on land right now. I imagine that in the absence of the state, maybe somebody nets off a certain area of the ocean and is, you know, intentionally breeding fish, creating an at-sea fish farm and that sort of thing. And
they have those now.
And if you are, you know, out in the ocean, even if we go with the unowned ocean theory, the net in that piece of ocean is someone's property, and you have no right to screw around with it, and they have every right to defend it. And so these are all possibilities, I suppose.
She did a quick search on her website, ruart.com. She says even ocean beds can be protected from pollution when private ownership of fishing rights is coupled with restitution. In some states, homesteading of oyster beds is permitted. Private oyster beds are more prolific and profitable than public ones. The owners have incentive to invest money in caring for the beds and harvesting them sustainably. In the early part of the 20th century, shrimp fishers along the Gulf of Mexico collectively claimed homesteading property rights in the coastal waters. Their association regulated the harvest of shrimp sustainably to maximize long-term profit. The U.S. government, unfortunately, refused to recognize the property rights of the shrimp fishers and outlawed their organization. Not surprisingly, too many shrimp were taken after that, and the population had dropped. So that's, you know, a little bit of information for you, Sean. Does that help at all?
That is interesting. Yeah, I've read Dr. Ruart's book, Healing Our World, and that was a great book. But yeah, I didn't catch in the ocean. So it's pretty much similar to the grazing grasslands and farming and that type of stuff. That is interesting. I mean, if you guys have time, how would it work, you know, if there was state was dissolved, you know, like how would that actually, like, what would be one way it could play out, like, with all the public land?
Are you talking about the transition to a stateless society? Is that your question?
Yeah, pretty much that.
What happens is to the government-owned land?
That is the million-dollar, that's the multi-trillion-dollar question,
yeah,
really, when it comes down to it.
Some would say it should be auctioned. Others would say it should be just open for homesteading. I tend to lean towards the latter because with the auction, then certain politically favored people are likely going to get the auction deal.
It depends on how the state goes out, right? If let's pretend for a moment that there's an orderly dissolution of the state, and it has assets and it has debts. You auction off the assets to pay the debts, and the state can go out of business like anything else.
And then everybody, after that gets a check.
855-453. Thanks, Sean, for the call. 855-450-3733. More on the way about ISIS and the authorization of force, plus the latest video, propaganda video from ISIS. That's all coming up on Free Talk Live.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Gabino lives in Paucapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.